This week's Parsha discusses the case of the Megadeth, a person who cursed God. Who was this man, and what got him so upset to curse God? The Torah says he was the son of a Jewish mother and an Egyptian father. This boy was Jewish, since being Jewish follows the mother, but one's tribal affiliation follows the father. If the father's a Levite, the son will also be a Levite. Yet in this case, the father was Egyptian, leaving the boy with no tribe to be part of. This lack of a solid religious identity made the boy frustrated and angry, and he expressed that in the most negative of ways by cursing God. This story highlights one of the difficulties of intermarriage. Many intermarried couples say, "We'll let our children choose their own religion. That way they'll get the best of both worlds." But in reality, children of intermarried couples often suffer an identity crisis. One set of grandparents has a Christmas tree and the other has a Hanukkah menorah. This is confusing for a young person living in an already complex world. Children need to have a clear religious identity, to experience life cycle events, to grow spiritually, and to have a sense of communal belonging. Many dual religion children express anger at their parents for putting them in the middle of this important issue. When a child has to choose one religion over the other, there's always the unconscious sense of choosing one parent over the other. Married life and raising children present a lot of challenges. Intermarriage, aside from the Jewish legal issues involved, is a matter of practicality as well. In our Parsha, the case of the boy who cursed God illustrates one practical reason to encourage Jews to date and marry Jews.